And this health headline, Winnipeg scientist says gene could heal heart damage. Please explain.
Well, this is a particular gene that they've just discovered that when you have a heart attack and the heart cells become damaged and start to die, this particular gene is switched on and prevents those heart cells from repairing themselves. So in effect, it's ensuring that the heart cells are going to die. Question is, why does this happen, and what is the actual mechanism for that to occur? So what they're saying is that if we can target this particular gene and prevent it from turning on, you'll then remove the barriers to those heart cells from repairing themselves. So in other words, you'll allow the heart to regenerate and repair itself. They're saying that this particular gene as well is found within other cells, and especially cancer cells. And when you turn this gene on in cancer cells, you prevent these cancer cells from growing.
So as opposed to other organs in the body that might repair themselves, the heart doesn't.
That's correct. The problem with this, though, is that if you're going to turn this gene on and it's found in other cells, or turn this gene off. So say, for example, Steve, someone has a heart attack and you turn this gene on, you try and target this particular gene to turn the gene off to allow those cells to reproduce.
Right.
What happens to other tissues in the body that have this gene that don't need cells to grow? So for example, the brain, if it has these cells and you turn this gene off, does that mean brain cells are going to grow and you end up getting tumors because of that? So it's very preliminary. You have to determine what you're targeting and how you prevent other cells from responding when you're trying to make one organ repair itself. You don't want other areas starting to repair themselves when they don't need to do that.
As I understand it from the story, they kind of stumbled across this gene, right? They were looking for it, but then they were surprised when they actually found it.
That's right. They took them about 12 years to find this. So we're finding all kinds of things out there with regards to the genes. So what we have to look at is, you may have isolated one gene, but are there other ones also
right.
involved in this process? Or when you turn this one on or off, how does it affect other areas of cell function? So that's the conundrum. They're looking at about 3 years before they even look at human trials before they, you know, in order to turn this gene on and off. But as with anything, especially with gene therapy, there is a law of unintended consequences, and you have to be very careful, and that's what they're doing. You have to be very careful before you start playing around with turning genes on and off that you're not going to do something else in the body that you had not expected.
Okay. Thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.